5.4, study number 2. This study is similar to number 1, but the cars are traveling a greater distance and at a faster speed on the freeway. Car A traveled at a rate of speed of 65 miles per hour. Car B went 55 miles per hour. Both cars traveled a distance of 1,000 miles. How much sooner did car A arrive at their destination than car B? On average, car A arrived 31 minutes sooner than car B. Again, the perception is you're getting there much faster than car B, but you're not. Each time car A had to reduce their speed because of traffic, go get gas, or rest, car B would catch up. Think about the last time you took a long trip. Do you remember seeing the same cars over and over again? You remember that little red car with a couple in it that you went speeding past? They seem to keep reappearing. You keep seeing that little red car, don't you? You look out your window, and there's that couple in the little red car again. There's that couple in the little red car again. Now they have kids. That's amazing. The following is a chart illustrating the time saved over a 10-mile trip on the highway. At 55 miles per hour, actual time 10 minutes 55 seconds, time saved 0 seconds. 60 miles per hour, 10 minutes 0 seconds, time saved 55 seconds. 65 miles per hour, 9 minutes 4 seconds, time saved 1 minute 41 seconds. 70 miles per hour, 8 minutes 34 seconds, time saved 2 minutes 21 seconds. It's true, it really doesn't do you any good to speed, so slow down and leave a little bit earlier. You'll be much more relaxed and you'll get there at the same time anyway. Remember, it's important to be aware of all your surroundings, both inside and outside the car. If your mind, your eyes, or hands are elsewhere, you're not giving your full attention to driving. If you're not paying attention to the speed limits and not bothering to look at your speedometer, you're going to get a speeding ticket. Do you know when most people get a speeding ticket, they say, "It didn't feel like I was going that fast. My car usually begins shaking at that speed." Unfortunately, speed limit signs don't say 55, but feels like 85. Do you know you have a device inside your car called a speedometer that tells you exactly how fast you're going? Some people completely ignore it and virtually everything else around them, depending on how they feel while they're driving. Maybe this has happened to you. You go to and from work every day taking the same route. You've got your windows up, you're listening to the radio, and you're thinking about how your day went. You're in your own little world. You get to where you're going and ask yourself, "How did I get here?" You know there's some time missing from your life and you can't account for it. Chances are, during that time, you were probably speeding.